Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting second. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Edwin Sniak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Kizer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Kizer. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Red Shandianst. Batting second. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Daryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ruben Gomez. And now, play ball. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Kindle moves to second. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Red Shandianst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandianst strikes out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wisniak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. One out. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger strikes out. Two outs. Edwin Sniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisniak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer takes first base on ball four. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. Sauer moves to second. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kizer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0 for 1 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gomez moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Walls moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Walls moves to third. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolger takes first base on ball 4. Edwin Sniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsniak is 0 for 1 in the game. Winsniak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kaiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaiser is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaiser hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Banks reaches second base with a double. Kindle moves to third. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mueller throws the ball into Shane Dienst, who tags Walls trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kindle scores. Banks scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Westrum hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0 for 2 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kaiser, and towards Kindle, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Long moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bolger bunts towards third. Virgil fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Virgil. Long moves to third. Morin moves to second. Edwin Sniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsniak is 0 for 2 in the game. Winsniak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long scores. Morin scores. Bolger moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Bolger moves to third. Winsniak moves to second. Don Kaiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaiser is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaiser hits a line drive into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bolger tags and scores. Winsniak tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-0, Cubs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Winsniak scores. Niemann moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Steve Rijik now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rijik fields it and throws to second for the out. Niemann moves to third. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Walls hits a line drive into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wisniak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sauer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Long takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. Long moves to second. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Wisniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisniak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wisniak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rijik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Virgil is called out on strikes. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long throws to second for one, and Kindle throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Harris scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Cubs. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Steve Rijik. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Catt now catching. Al Worthington now pitching. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kizer is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kizer strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Kindle hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 0-for-3 in the game. Shane D'Anst hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Walls bunts towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Long hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing center field. Lee Walls now playing left field. Jim Bolger now playing right field. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Virgil takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Virgil moves to third. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Virgil tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Cubs. Whitey Lockman pinch hits for Al Worthington. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Spencer moves to second. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 0-for-4 in the game. Shane D'Anst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaiser fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.